Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
long
once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I
long
once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious,
precious
of memory,
of memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love
with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again this evening, as we open your word, Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to be our guide, to give us greater understanding of this, your word. And that way, Father, we can know the truth and your meaning of it, not man's, but yours. And Father, as we study, may the Holy Spirit speak. Speak through me, so that your words are not mine, but yours. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the third chapter here of Joshua. And we're going to find several miraculous things going on here in this chapter of God taking care of his people and making a way for them to do the things he tells them to do. Here in verse 1, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the altars went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. In other words, they're telling them to follow. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way here before. Now, we're talking about them keeping this distance between them and the ark. And they haven't told them why, they just told them to do it. Five. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Won't do wonders among them. So Joshua is telling them. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. He let Joshua know he's going to do something, because he's going to let, he's, what he's planning on doing is going to let the people know that he's just as strong with Joshua as he was with Moses. But there'd be no difference. Now, hey, thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. 10. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Havites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord that all the earth pass over before you unto Jordan. Now we keep calling that Jordan, but actually it's Jordan. J-O-R-D-A-N, Jordan. Now, he's letting them know there in verse 12, he says, now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, out of every tribe, a man, one from each tribe. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. Well, once again, we're going to see the Lord God parting the waters. He does this a little different way than he did with Moses, but it's still his work. He's telling them there that this is going to happen. 14. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water. Now as their feet hit the water, at the edge of it. For Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harps. In other words, just that's a body of water that's always high. 16. That the waters which come down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, and that is beside Zertan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain over the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. Now they're passing over there close to Jericho. 17. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. All the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Now here they stand, and it's not just where the water's been removed, but they're on dry ground. They're not having to go through mud or nothing that way. They're on dry ground, according to the Word of God. Now, we've come to the end of chapter 3. We'll be going now into chapter 4. In verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean, passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. They're to take 12 stones out of the place where the priests are standing, and you shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Now they're to take 12 stones out of Jordan. And they're going to take them with them to where they are going to be spending the night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared for the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Let me turn now. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. In other words, they'll have 12 stones, each one of them. They'll have a stone. 6. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Figure the children's going to be asking about why those stones. Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Those stones will be a memorial forever. They're not to be forgotten by the Jewish people. Now, 8, and the children of Israel did so, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. 9. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day, or unto the day of this writing. Now, we don't know whether they'd still be there or not, but until the day of this writing, they were still there. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan till everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hastened and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean, passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over. Armed before the children of Israel as Moses spake unto them. Before Moses died, you know, he had told them, and he told them to be armed. 13. You know, a lot of people don't believe that there was a lot of people back then living even on the earth. But here, we're talking about just these making this journey. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. Maybe 40,000 prepared for battle. And that's not counting the rest of the people. That was just those who were prepared for battle. And you think about all the people that were living in these cities know where they are going to take over this land. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. He has been made among the Israelites just as Moses was. 15. Then the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. You see, they are still standing in the midst of Jordan. Joshua, therefore, commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his bank, and as they did before. You see, everything went right back to normal, just as it was before. Just like it was when God parted the Red Sea for them to cross. He always takes care of his people when they do what he tells them to do. And today, if we could just get mankind to listen to the Word of God and do what he has asked of them to do, what a nation we would have today. It would be like heaven here on earth. Think about this. But even without them all, there was a time that our land here was filled with those that would attend church to listen to the ministers of the gospel. And most of them walked pretty straight. And God really blessed our country and our nation here, the United States of America, at that time. We're going now. Here with verse 20 to 19, I'm sorry. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the tenth day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what means these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you went past over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. that all the people of the earth might know and of the Lord that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. You see, this is something that was meant that we all should receive and understand how mighty a hand God does have. And it's letting us know that he does use that might for the good of his people. He will use it yet today. We're told here in that last verse there that we are to fear him because if we don't obey his commands and his statutes, he will do what he said he would do. And we know that he's told us of our day what will happen to us when we don't obey his commandments, his statutes, his laws, and his way. He told us exactly what would happen, and he will do it. We walk in fear of him, but we also walk loving him, because all that will follow him, we are under his protection. We have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the means of everything for you and I. He's our healer, our physician. All in all, but we are to keep his word. And then we will go into eternity to spend that eternity with him. Think about that. He told them here in that last verse that for them to know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. Didn't say for a while, said forever. That includes today. Now, let's see. I have here Fifteen verses. We're going to go ahead and go through it. We quit early this morning. We only studied 30 minutes. We're not going to do that this evening. Now in chapter 5, verse 1, quite a verse. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan, westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their hearts melted. Neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. In other words, they had really been walking and was walking in fear. And David, fear come to the heart of the Lord God, because they knew what he had done. Now, for Israel. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Well, now the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, then they had not circumcised. Now you understand why they had this circumcision. It wasn't that they were circumcising the same ones. So they had been taking some things they shouldn't have been taking. Now, verse 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed. They were all gone. And we know about that. We read about that before we got here, as we come through Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Now, they were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto his fathers, that he would give us a land that flowed with milk and honey. And they had all died in their journey that through that 40 years. And those that were born and all during that time had never been circumcised. So this is why this need for circumcision again. Now, 7. And their children whom he raised up in their stead, then Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way, or as they traveled. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp, till they were whole. In other words, they stayed there in the camp till everybody healed. 9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Now, 10. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. But they have kept the Passover. 12. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Now, manna that he's talking about here had been given first some 40 years before and had been designed to sustain a humble and grateful people. And now it ceased. There'll be no more of it. 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? He's asking him. He went on to ask him if he was for them or if he was against them. 14. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. We have come now to the end of chapter 5. We find God still caring, still giving him directions and commandments on what he's wanting done and how for them to possess the land. So far, they're still doing now what they need to do to possess the land that God is giving them. We know that as time grew, there was times that they would not keep all those commandments, all those statutes, laws. And that's why our Lord and Savior came to earth. And he didn't come to do away with it. He came to fulfill it and to bring a new thing, a new way for you and I. And that was the beginning of the church age, which we now live in. And we are looking now for the end of that. And then they will be that time of tribulation. A very short time. But terrible things going on out of mankind against God. And the Antichrist setting up, trying to place himself above the Lord our God. We know he can't do it. But we also know that he brings about the second coming of our Lord and Savior to this earth to set up his kingdom, his millennial reign for 1,000 years. He will serve here on this earth, King. He will served as king that 1,000 years. And then we know that everything is going to change again. Another great change will be taking place, but we will be a part of it, because you see, we will have eternal life, not just life through that 1,000 years, but eternal life. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this evening, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you that it is a guide for us, that it gives us strength. It helps us to build our faith, to walk according to your will and your way. And we know that you're always there to help us, Father, to be what you want us to be, doing the work you want us to do. Use us, Father, in great and mighty ways. And Father, never let us stray, always. Holy Spirit, always. Keep a firm hand upon us. Keep us ever looking up, putting our treasures above, Father, not building treasures here on this earth. This earth, really, Father, has nothing for us. Truly, has nothing for us. We just need the things for this body to be sustained as we walk to prepare to come home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, use us to help others that are walking in darkness. And with the Holy Spirit working with us to help them come out of that darkness to the light, and that light being Jesus. For they too, Father, will not be lost. They'll find forgiveness and salvation in Jesus. Father, as we separate now for this evening, I pray for thy love, thy mercy, and thy care over each and every one that has heard this message. And if there's one that's heard it that has not known the Lord Jesus Christ, may he now go to Jesus and tell Jesus, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive all of my sins, those that I can remember and those that I don't remember. Forgive them all. And Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take my life, it's yours. Do with it whatever you want to do. But use me, Lord. In your work. In reaching others. And lead me, path of righteousness. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, to where I know that I am born again, born into the family of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed that prayer, Jesus will forgive you if you've done it in sincerity and honesty. He said he would, and he has. Accepted by faith. Get into God's Word. Find you a church that is teaching the truth of God's Word and not things that are contrary to it. Make heaven your home. Father, bless us. Keep us through this night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. Let us raise early in the morning refreshed and ready to be back into your word, Father, at 10 a.m. Eastern time. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great night. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good night, all.